the sky, then your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the sky.
All right, we're back. Ah, there's my music. I like that. I wrote that about 20 years ago. Didn't think I was going to be writing it about myself here, but it's kind of what I feel like. Ed, this, you know, in any time a communist regime takes over a country, they go after three classes of people. They go after the farmers. They go after the intelligentsia. That means anybody out there smart enough to know what they're trying to pull and what they're going to do. And three is the loyal police and soldiers that remain faithful to that regime. I think we're in stage three right now.
I would say when we've tried to ask ourselves, look each other in the eye and say, what was the purpose of them giving these secret coded numbers out to one generation more so than the others? And this is a little difficult sometimes for some people to understand, but this older generation actually decided that they were going to more or less take this generation, the baby boom generation, and cut them right out by just saying, well, let's give them all these numbers. We'll take the next generation of leaders and get rid of them. And that's how you kind of take over, by creating this gap. And that's exactly what they've done in this country. They've taken one generation, our generation, and put a gap between it where we couldn't get anywhere. And one of the strange things I noticed is all these years I've been a registered voter, I have never, ever been called for jury duty, but yet I hear people standing around, a bunch of older ones, oh, yeah, this will be my seventh or eighth time. Oh, yeah, oh, geez, I've done it 10 times. Well, excuse me, but shouldn't your name go on the bottom of the pile? And then people like me who have always been registered voters, and I'm 60 years old, how come I never got called for jury duty? So we think that these coded numbers have permeated themselves right through society to where, and this is no lie, that when you're pulled over on the side of the road and that police officer asks for your driver's license, they can punch it into their computer inside the car and bring up your military records and see what your secret coded number says. And that's what they're told to look for. So you can see that this thing is a little bit more than meets the eye, that it is being used to just more or less brand people, not only with this number, but to then somehow deny them those items deemed orderly in a democratic society, and those are your most basic rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They've decided that they're going to get rid of that.
All right. Get back, right back. Dottie, I wanted to find out what your husband went through and why he didn't get his benefits. We'll be right back here, folks. You're listening to The Free American. My number is 888-678-1444. You want to keep this kind of reporting up? You want to keep this kind of magazine going? I need your help today. 888-678-1444.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Boy, we got a Life's a Rodeo. We got a broken bronc here that doesn't want to be broke. All right. Dottie, tell me about your husband. Billy got involved with your husband. He was involved with the Browns. He was trying to take the side of the underdogs here. What was it that they did to your husband and you in denying your benefits?
Well, Phil fought for almost 60 years. And finally did get an order in 2001. And here, you know, like with Billy, this is just selective malicious prosecution. Why don't they prosecute Scott Karzewski at the Maine Regional VA for contempt of a BVA order and theft of federal monies? Why don't they prosecute him? Put him behind bars. Phil sought the help of Maine's Senators Olympia Snow. She was on the Armed Services, I think, or Susan Collins was, or they may both have been. Senator Collins, and she's running for re-election again. Congressman Tom Allen is running for Senator Susan Collins' office. He went to all of these people, and not one of these so-called Maine reps or senators, congressional delegates, assisted. Not one of them. And they're looking to run for re-election, and they want to go back and do more of the same. I thought Senator Patty Murray, I think she's from the state of Washington, Ed. Anyway, yes. I thought she may have been of help. She's as big a phony as Susan Collins and Olympia Snow.
Well,
these people who sit on these committees.
I would like to get what my goal is right now. I'm working on the next issue of the Free American. I've already got the printer is waiting for it right now. I've already got the cover up on the next issue, and I want to put all of this in there. I also want to, I've got full-page ads for Ron Paul, because I believe if we don't elect Ron Paul, we don't get him elected right now, and people don't understand how vitally important it is to get him elected, because he is the only man running out there, only man in Congress that refuses to vote for the One World Order, the New World Order, that is exposing the bankers and the fiat money that we've got here. I want to come there. I want to be there. I want to be able to help Billy walk out of that damn jail. I want to make everybody aware of who the criminals are there in New Hampshire right now with the Free American. I want to bring a truckload of Free Americans. I'm printing 10,000 of them. I want to travel to New Hampshire to disseminate those so people know who Ron Paul is, so they know why they need to vote for him, and so that we can bring down all these other corrupt One World Order syncopants that are sitting up there in the House drawing these big salaries and ruling against Americans. They're taking our money. They're putting our soldiers in jail and prisons, or putting them into a homeless situation that makes them want to shoot themselves. And you know, Ed, I'm sure that you've had this feeling too. And it's never been stronger since I got out of the hospital and lost everything that I loved: my wife, my motorcycle, my magazine, my radio show. Every day, I've sat here and looked at my pistol and thought about putting it in my mouth and pulling the trigger. And I won't do it. I just won't do it. I won't give them the satisfaction to let them think that they won, that they beat me. But there's other soldiers out there that don't know where this is coming from, don't know why they're in a position. They think they're just failures, don't they?
Yeah, that has something to do with it. It's like a cross to bear. Now, if you go to my website, and underneath the menu, it says miscellaneous pertinent documents. If you click on that, you can bring up a letter sent by two lawyers to United States federal judge Barbara Crabb in Madison, Wisconsin, and they were calling for a special grand jury to investigate massive fraud against veterans. And I have the letter in front of me, and I'm quoting, "We understand that such allegations are extremely serious, and that is why, as officers of the court, we are bringing them to your attention. We have considered going to the U.S. attorneys, but feel at this time that a conflict of interest exists within their offices." And Mrs. Dottie there pointed out, and you did, that what's wrong? Why are government employees allowed to continue to commit criminal acts against veterans or against even the citizens of this nation, and nothing is done about them? And in this particular complaint,
that's how they got their job.
Right. In this particular complaint, they're charging the Veterans Administration with fraud, forgery, destruction of documents, falsification of and tampering with evidence, perjury, disclosure of confidential information, and conspiracy to conceal the above said acts after the fact. So these lawyers tried to notify a federal judge that there's this massive fraud being conducted against veterans, and that they have proof of it. And of course, in the first paragraph, they even say, as well as the voluminous documentation that has been placed in our hands, we believe there is sufficient evidence of probable cause that members of the government, including but not limited to persons employed by the VA. So
I just wonder how many of the inhabitants of our new gulag system, our federal prison system, in which and state federal state prisons also, in which the last issue of the Free American, I pointed out that one out of every 32 Americans is now in prison on parole or on probation. How many of those are veterans too?
Yeah, there's an awful lot of them in prison, believe it or not. And it, one time I did see a figure of a couple hundred thousand only from the Vietnam era. But that's all because these code numbers, now there are some who are lucky and fall through the sieve, but a lot of them are caught up at the bottom of the barrel, and they're the ones that are homeless or move from job to job because all they'll ever get is working menial task jobs. And these men, a lot of them have a lot of training spent on them by the government and have skills that they could be allowed in. But again, there's that question, if you're going to sort of take over or make everybody go a different direction, you take one generation and cut them out. And it was always a prerequisite if you were going to run for some kind of political office that you had some sort of military duty and served your country. Now there are actually very, very few veterans in Congress anymore. They're just all lawyers. And
we've got one that's not only a veteran, but he's also a doctor, and that's Ron Paul.
Yes. Yes, he's a veteran.
You a question. What has this federal judge done about this request from these attorneys or whoever they were that wrote to him?
I have sent three certified mail letters to that judge asking simple questions. One, did you convene a special grand jury? The grand jury is supposed to be secret, but that does not have to be secret. And then I asked the next question, of course, would have been, did the grand jury return any indictments? Yes or no? I mean, that's easy. That doesn't violate any premise. But there was also a case heard in the Northern District of Illinois, July 1st, 1978, was the judge's decision, and the judge called these secret numbers political persecution and massive fraud being conducted against veterans, and that decision has been locked up under lock and key so nobody can get at it. And group of students from the Northwestern University School of Law went and dug the case up, and the fellow that wrote it all down, he's lost a piece of paper by now, and now you can't get at this particular case. But there are some legal places and around the country in courtrooms where these code numbers were brought up in front of these so-called judges, and they never did anything. Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to look in a history book and ask yourself a question, where is the last place people were branded with a number to systematically eliminate them? Well, let me look in the history book. Oh, my, it looks like from 1939 to 1945, in a place called Nazi Germany, people had a number tattooed on their arm. Well, this is a technotronic society. We don't need the tattoo people with a number anymore. We just assign them a number, and what better place is to give them to the soldiers first, and then these corporations.
And then they'll just inject them into us with our vaccines and that little chip they call the RFID. They want to, and they may just get us to line up and take them in our arms. So they'll chip our chickens first. They call it the National Animal Identification System.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back with Ed and Dottie. And I got another question for you, Ed. How many people really have died in Iraq? How many of our soldiers? We'll be right back here.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism.
but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
We're back, and I just wanted to ask you, the government says about 3,000 people have been killed in Iraq. The veterans associations out there say that more like 58,000 have been killed, more than Vietnam. What do you think?
I think that what they've got about 5,000, what they're saying about the dead, but it's this wounded figure. And as you know, they sometimes can juggle the figures by saying it was a non-combat-related death, but it occurred in a combat zone, which might mean an automobile accident between two military vehicles and somebody gets killed. They would probably list it as a non-combat injury, so they're able to hide some that way, but it's the aftermath of these fellas coming home. I just looked at one, an article from, I think it's on VAWatchdog.org about a veteran that came home from Iraq and then shot and killed his wife and then stuck the gun in his mouth and shot himself. So that was a murder-suicide, and he had just returned. So the figures that they're shooting at us aren't really correct. There's a lot of withheld figures somewhere. It just isn't correct. Can't be.
This latest thing says 58,000 have been killed, and I have a tendency to believe that more than I believe the VA.
That's possible if they maybe if they're counting everybody, but I just sort of Googled this thing, and it says they're estimated that the total war wounded between 23,000 and 100,000. But they the one on the death, they're kind of keeping their figures kind of low. They got them up near 4,000. So it just doesn't make much sense. Of course, with these new medical procedures, they can sort of save a lot of people anymore, but they're sort of worse off. I know a lot of soldiers on the battlefield, if they're hit real bad and left in sort of vegetative states or whatever, wish they never did anything, just let them pass on right from there. It's a difficult question. But there's this matter of the wounded coming back that they didn't count on, which helped expose all this lies being told out of that Veterans Administration of Washington, D.C. for
talk
the
about,
past 30 years.
Talk about the Veterans Administration, the Veterans Affairs Secretary Anthony Principia stepped down last year. Among the growing scandal surrounding the use of depleted uranium munitions. I mean, this depleted uranium, all the children in Iraq are being born with birth defects. The veterans' children here are being born with birth defects. And our veterans are dying. They call it Gulf War illness. That's bull. It's depleted uranium. It's their uranium poison that's affecting all these Gulf War vets, isn't it?
It all sounds like the Agent Orange thing all over again, doesn't it?
They just improved it. You know, it's yeah. Uranium is better than Agent Orange.
Yeah, and the thing about that is let me see. It took from the late 70s up until the mid-90s until Clinton signed the Agent Orange rules into law so you could finally get paid. So let's just figure these Iraqi veterans, they're going to have to wait about 20 years before they get anywhere. So
are you saying that thousands of our soldiers have suffered and died from this uranium poisoning?
Right, and when they come home and die, they don't have to be listed as a combat statistic. And when you talked about the casualty figures about how many have really died, that's what's not taken into consideration.
580,400 soldiers served in Gulf War I, the first Gulf War, and 11,000 are now dead. By the year 2000, there were 325,000 on permanent medical disability. That means a decade later, 56% of those soldiers who served have some form of medical problems. And the disability rate for the wars of the last century was 5%. It was a higher 10% in Vietnam. And now it's going to take, because of the depleted uranium, it's going to take another jump. Donnie, yep. what did your husband suffer from? And was he in the Korean War, or was he actually in the World War II?
World War II. Ed, could I ask you a question? Because I didn't get an answer to it.
Go ahead.
And that's that federal judge. What has he done, if anything? Have you heard?
Federal Judge Barbara Crabb hasn't done anything that we know about. As I say, I sent him 3 certified mail letters, and I never got a response to any of them, nor have we heard since this document was filed with that federal judge, which is almost about 7 or 8 years ago, if anything was ever done, because nothing's ever appeared in any newspapers or anything.
All right, hang on, folks. We got to take a break. And I think we got a phone line open. If you want to call in, you can do that on 800-313-9443. You're listening to the Free American.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Folks, I want to give you, again, my number is 888-678-1444. I've got about a week to get the next issue out. Dottie sent me a lot of information. Ed sent me information. So this is going to be a very, very powerful issue for our veterans and for our country. And hopefully... If I can get some donations today, what I plan on doing is going to pick up the magazine. I've got to go all the way to Kingman to get it. I'll pick up the magazine, and I will load it up in my truck and trailer, and I will take it to New Hampshire. And we'll let everyone, at least 10,000 people in New Hampshire, more if I can, if donations come in. I need a money bomb the way Ron Paul needed it. And to get there, to help Ron Paul, I've got full-page ads running in this magazine for Ron Paul, explaining to people what's happening here, what's happening to America, because a lot of people, they go to work, and they come back, and they watch the TV, and they don't hear any of this on the television. They don't see any of this in the newspapers. Only the Free American has been telling you the truth about everything that's going on 10 years, for 12 years now, and the... The fact is that everything we talked about in the Free American 5 years ago, 6 years ago, they're talking about on a few shows on CNN. Now, the McCaffrey files and a few others. And, you know, we all got to do a little bit of networking here. We've all got to let people know the whole issue of the Free American, the last issue, is up there. We've had at least 30,000 people read that and see that, and they're listening to these shows right now on my website. And but we haven't had a flood of donations. We haven't had that little magic push that we need here. I guess you folks don't know and don't understand. I don't get paid to do this radio show. You know, we make a living off of selling products. We make a living off selling tapes. And you need to know what they're planning. My one video that's out, The True Face of FEMA, we filmed the first Homeland Security meeting in Kirtland Air Force Base, Andia Labs, in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And Colonel John Brinkerhoff of FEMA, after FEMA was rolled into Homeland Security, he's telling us, in case of a single outbreak of smallpox in a major metropolitan area, we'll need 400,000 well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops to control the American people, because some of them just won't follow orders. In other words, some of us just won't line up on the Kmart parking lot to get our shots, our vaccines, vaccines. Oh, yeah, that's kind of another one. We got a heavy, heavy rise in autism in our children in California because they've increased the vaccines. And I've got a list of vaccine ingredients here. You want to line up in Kmart parking lot, roll up your sleeve, be prepared to take MSG, antifreeze, formaldehyde, aluminum, glycerin, lead, cadmium, sulfates, yeast, proteins, antibiotics, acetone, neomycin, streptomycin, mercury, monkey kidney, dog kidney, chick embryo, chicken eggs, duck eggs, calf serum, aborted fetal tissue, pig blood, horse blood, sheep blood, rabbit brains, guinea pig, cow hearts, and animal viruses. Makes you want to roll up your sleeve and take a shot, doesn't it? Ed, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you got to be careful. what's given to you anymore? And, of course, that's how they spread a lot of that hepatitis around with them old air guns. But
they hit me. I went through that little barracks here in Fort Polk, Louisiana, and they hit me with needles on my left side, needles on my right side. The last one knocked me to my knees. And I walked out of the place on my knees, and we carried half of our squad home back to the barracks. And a few days later, I caught spinal meningitis, and had a black sergeant didn't think I was sick, wanted to march me around, show me all the latrines I was going to dig when I got back off sick call. And, you know, they even sent the letter to my mother telling her I wouldn't make it and telling her she should get there. But,
you see, we don't know what they're giving to Billy right now because Billy has access to no one. His mother can't even visit. And this is wrong.
What are they? What reason are they giving for that? I mean, they drugged him from day one, and they're saying, oh, he's violent. Well, let me tell you, you give me some Valium and watch me throw somebody through a wall.
Well, not only that, you would think that if a person, especially a combat veteran, is arrested and then they're got him in a prison and they're telling him all this stuff, he feels his life is now in danger. And he's certainly not going to sit there and just take it. And I think that's a problem, a rather big problem we have in this country, is the so-called police department's ability to be able to step all over the American people with impunity and nothing gets done about it. Billy Miller's case, there's another one exactly like his in Florida going on right now, involving a veteran, and the same thing happened where they're snatched and pumped full of a bunch of drugs and told they're crazy based on their military record, but there's nothing in there to indicate that.
So they say there's nothing in Billy's. I've got the files here, and they say there's nothing to indicate that. But, you know, they came to me and tell me, oh, Mr. Douglas, I got to give you this injection. And I said, I don't think so. I'm not ready to take that. I'll pass. Thank you anyway. Oh, you have to. You have to. I got it.
When you're drugged out, half out of it, you don't know what they're doing. I saw Billy one of the times that I went that he couldn't even walk straight down the hallway. It's pitiful to see this. And there's no need of this.
They told me, so we got to give you this injection. And when I refused, she brought in four security guards to hold me down so she could give me that injection. And I explained to them, boys, when I was a special forces, they didn't teach me how not to hurt anybody. So here's what's going to happen. You, I'm going to take your throat out. You, I'm going to break your legs. You, I'm going to break your arms. And you, I'll just smash your kneecap, but you may never walk again. And I said, are you ready to dance? Come on, try me. And they backed out. But, you know, best bluff I pulled in my life. I had lost 100 pounds. I might not have been able to do that then.
Do you think, Ed and Clay, that if people called this Lieutenant Cassio over at the state prison demanding that they allow his mother to come in, and what's his reason? If we gave out a number, would that help?
Yes, ma'am. Let's do that. Let's do that right now. We've got... let's see, for a start, we've got the Stratford County Attorney. His number is 603-749-2808. We've got Governor John Lynch. I think that'd probably be a good phone call to make. 603-271-2808. 2121. Tell him I'm coming to see him. And the state rep there is Joseph Kenney.
I think he's a senator.
Senator Joseph Kenney, 603-271-3073. And who else we have? Who do you have for him? Donnie?
Let me give you Lieutenant Cassio's number, because I don't think that was given out.
Okay.
And this is where Billy is at right now. And his number is 603-271-1838. And I'd like to know why his mother, Billy's mother, is not allowed to go in there. She went in on Saturday to try to have him sign a paper asking for his... attorney, the so-called attorney that went to this probate hearing, Attorney Brushka, who was only there for the day and has abandoned his client. Billy wants him to appeal this. She's not allowed to bring paper into him, and they will not give him paper to request this. Why? Why is Lieutenant Cassio allowing this?
I think that's some good questions, and... what about the vet groups in the area here, Ed? Have those just been neutralized, or is there somebody there that can do something? And there's I get an email all the time from some vet group on the Internet. I just wondered if you'd been in contact with them.
I tried to get a hold of the Rolling Thunder chapter in New Hampshire, and I've emailed this guy and talked to him once on the phone, twice on the phone, excuse me, and I can't seem to get a reply from him now.
Well, he probably thinks you're a radical. He thinks I'm a radical. We're talking about the dictator, R.D. Mueller. He's put this together, but all he cares about is dead vets over in Vietnam. I don't think he wants to take a stand for the vets here in the United States.
No, that seems to be a problem. I picked up on that, too. And, of course, you can't get the American Legion or VFW to do anything. They've seemingly become non-veteran service organizations.
Well, it's a shame. I mean, but, you know, this is what they do. They infiltrate. I mean, George Wallace was right, and then they shot him for being right. And when he said there's not a dime's worth of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats at the upper level, You know, you've got this Hegelian dialectic that the Democrats are working for our old folks, and the Republicans are working for business. Bull crap. And neither one of them are working for either of us. George Carlin's right. I've got his a piece on him up on the website now. I mean, he just he says they don't want intelligent, informed people sitting around the kitchen table talking about how badly they're being screwed.
This latest thing with Billy being, the charges, number one, were dismissed, but they came up with another indictment on the 20th. And if that's the case, to our knowledge, Billy has not been arraigned. He has not been arrested. So why are they keeping him?
Yeah.
Where is the arrest warrant? Where is the complaint? Nobody has it yet. But an indictment came down out of thin air.
And there's Section 1 of the Constitution, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except punishment for a crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to jurisdiction. Duly convicted. Duly convicted, and here's a man in jail, just like I was put in jail in a hospital for 3 months without being convicted of anything, without having done anything.
And the governor, John Lynch of New Hampshire, allows this to happen to one of his own people, and a veteran, no less. Governor John Lynch. Doesn't that speak highly of this man?
Yeah, it's just a... another of a long list, I'd say a long list, of incumbents in office that need to be removed. And when I say removed, I mean voted out. So let's make sure we get that voted out crap, because I'm not threatening anybody. I don't want to see anybody hurt. I don't want to see anybody shot. You know, I want to see a lot of people hung or executed after a proper trial.
The wrong person is incarcerated here.
What's that?
The wrong person is incarcerated.
Absolutely,
here.
Absolutely. And we know because Billy stood up for the Browns, because he stood up for your husband, because he's one of those people like me that's a combat trained veteran. And I know an awful lot of ways to hurt people.
Well, Billy wouldn't have to threaten anybody physically. He's got the documents, and that's what he did. He laid them down in their face.
Well, that's more dangerous than threatening somebody. They just want to turn it back and call that threatening. They want to call us domestic terrorists. That's what they're trying to do right now. That's what this Senate Bill 1959 is about, homegrown terrorism. You know, in other words, let me just tell you what the code word is here, folks. Homegrown terrorism is if you are standing up for the Constitution that you took an oath to defend, then you become a danger to these traitors in office.
That's right.
I don't know any other way to put it. You know any other way to put it, Ed? That's what's happening here, isn't it?
Yes, that's just about what's happening, is people are being denied their due process of law, this is the same thing that went on not only in Russia but Nazi Germany, is people who speak up are immediately declared to be mentally incompetent and that there's something wrong with them that they speak up. But people seem to forget in this country that we have free speech. We also have free press, free expression. But the press is the main problem of not telling the people what's going on, especially like with these code numbers. Years ago, I had a CBS team led by one of their big-time news reporters, Ike Pappas, and he came up and shot all the documents, got the story, and said it'll be on the news tonight, and went back to New York City and nothing ever appeared on TV. And the reason it didn't was one of the corporations that admitted that they had these secret code numbers and were using them against veterans owned CBS. So why would these people shoot themselves in the foot? The same corporations that owned its news media are the ones that have been stabbing the veterans of this country in the back. Now, see, well, one of the things we want to do, or that I believe, and so do other veterans working on this particular matter of veterans just being grabbed and tortured and brought in, is that we need to sue the American Bar Association as a hate group and terrorist organization and put them right out of business.
All right, we got to take a break. And when you come back, I'm going to give you my number again. Folks, I'm willing to fight for the veterans. I know what's going on. I need your help. I need some backing today, and I need it today. 888-678-1444. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkeley filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Dottie, I hope I get that this show has convinced people that A, we know what's happening, and B, that something can be done about it if we've got the tools to do that with. I think the Free American is that tool and always has been that tool. We've woken up a lot of people. Ron Paul was a subscriber for 6 years, and he knows what's happening.
Well, the goal here is to get, you know, Billy out. We've got a free Billy, and I just want to make one mention here of the Stratford County District Attorney. She has resigned her position, and she is leaving at the end of the month, and she will be taking a job in the Attorney General's office in the Homicide Division. I don't like the sound of it, but Kelly Ayotte is the Attorney General. And I would like to know why Kelly Ayotte is pulling her out of there and bringing her into her office. And someone else is going to be left holding the bag at Stratford County. And all of this is in the bag. And you think Kelly Ayotte ought to get a call?
Yeah, let's give let's go.
603.
She's the Attorney General?
She's the AG, right. 603-271-3658. I would like to know why she is pulling the DA out of that position and pulling her back into that office, into the Attorney General's office.
Okay, what's her last name?
Ayotte. A-Y-O-T-T-E. Now, Kelly Ayotte knows all about all of this.
Okay, that's 603-271-3658. I'm going to be making phone calls to those people. But, folks, I'd like to have some phone calls from you today. If you're listening to us on Republic, you're listening to us on the archives, call and make a donation today. Every little bit helps. We've got phone bills. We've got heating bills. We've got gas. We need gas to be able to take these magazines to New Hampshire and distribute them where they will do the most good. I'll be working on the issue for the next 3 days. I'll be making phone calls, so we'll have all the latest information in this issue of the Free American. The cover is going into the printer today, and then I've got about 3 or 4 days to get the rest of it together. You've been listening to the Free American. I am Clay Douglas. Dottie, thank you for being with me, dear.
Thank you, Clay, for all of your help, and Ed also.
I'm looking forward to seeing you, and Ed, I'd appreciate it if you get on your website, put some links to the Free American, and let people know about these shows, and that they can get them on the Free American.
Okay, I will, Clay, and thank you for having me here.
Well, thank you for being here. I'd like to have you back again soon, because I don't think we got nearly enough information out about these codes. The veterans need to know about it, and I think a lot of veterans listen to me.
Okay, I'd be more glad to.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Good day. Merry Christmas.
Okay. Dottie, thank you.
Thank you, Clay.
All right. All right, folks. Don't want to hang out too soon here, but my number, again, is 888-678-1444. I'm working here by myself. The threats keep coming in. The money is being short-stopped. The you know, it's a war here, folks. And I am a warrior. And we're going to, with a little bit of backup here. We've beat this New World Order before, 200 years ago. I'm Clay Douglas. God bless America, and God bless you. Hope you have had a wonderful Christmas.
Since 1988.